It is a great pleasure to begin the second part of our series on the Memches Kinyanei Torah, found in what is known as the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos, known as Perek Kinyan Torah. And we pick up where we left off at the end of the first session, and that is with the 23rd attribute, that of Emunas Chachamim, trust or faith in the Chachamim, in the rabbis, in the rabbinic or the halachic process. And in essence, the commentaries here in Pirkei Avos and beyond, who explain this attribute, are in essence coming to answer two independent but obviously important related questions. First and foremost, simply definitional. What does Emunas Chachamim mean? And number two, even getting to some basic understanding instinctively, that often is seen as a religious, spiritual mentality, but in what way is that an intellectual posture? How does Emunas Chachamim lead to getting a kinyan in Torah, a mastery of great knowledge of Torah? So there are a number of interpretations here, as I say, in Pirkei Avos and beyond. One interpretation, just to mention briefly at the outset, which is merely a minority view, is actually the second interpretation mentioned by the Medrash Shmuel, the classical commentary on Pirkei Avos. And he says that in essence, this is referring to ultimately emuna in Hashem. It's not so much about learning as much as it is the Chachamim telling us here what is the best and surest way to have a sustainable belief in God. And here, he interprets, perhaps, that what Chazal are telling us is that we shouldn't try to take a rational approach to belief in God. We shouldn't rely on our own mental faculties or our own abilities to analyze and deduce. But rather, he says, instead of relying on the chakiros haseichel, our own intellectual analysis, rather, what should our emunah be? Kederech emunas chachamim shi emunas omein mukubeles. This is something reliable and trustworthy. We have to trust in the tradition of the rabbis, ish mi pi ish ad lemoshe mi Sinai. We have to trust in our tradition, trust in the Mesorah, and this is what our rabbi told us, which is what his rabbi told him, and his rabbi told him, going all the way back to Moshe, then that is the basis of our belief, and that is shakua belibo, that will be more firmly planted and much superior in the long term than if we think we can rationally deduce or otherwise focus on and analyze things of theological import on our own. That is an intriguing idea, but as I say, it's really a minority view or a minority interpretation of the Braisa, in part because it would really make this attribute of Emunas Chachamim not really related to learning in any way, and really a little bit oddly placed here in this Braisa. So rather, both not only the Medrash Shmuel himself, but many other commentaries, they give slightly different interpretations in ways that not only define the term, but make it more connected to a learning process. So, for starters, a second idea, not just that the best way to believe in God is through the Mesorah, but a second idea is that we are talking about a belief in the Chachamim, Emunas Chachamim, in the sense that we must put our full trust in what they tell us. The Tiferes Yisrael here on Pirkei Avos says, Ya'amin l'chachamim b'chochmas ha-Torah, no matter what, that they didn't make a mistake. We have to believe, emuna doesn't just mean agree with, give benefit of the doubt to, but emuna, you know, kipshuto, so to speak, really believe, no mistakes. Of course, this is reminiscent of the Chazal, the Medrash, the Sifrei. Rashi quotes this in Devarim and Perk Yitzayin on the pasuk of Lo Sosur Min HaTorah, Sheyagidu Lach, that we shouldn't deviate one way or the other, that this is the basis of the Lotasa, we cannot deviate from the words of Chazal, the Sanhedrin, and perhaps beyond them as well. Even Yaminu Smol, what does that mean, right or left? Afilu, even if it looks to you that what is Yamin, they say is Smol, or what they say is Smol, in fact, you think is Yamin, it doesn't matter, you think they're making a mistake, right or left, you always have to trust them. And this is similar to what the Tiferes Yisrael is mentioning here. Furthermore, the Medrash Shmuel, in his initial, first, primary explanation of our Braisa, makes this point in a very strong and dramatic way, that if you doubt the rabbis, you have to believe them 100%. Yamin b'chomash yomru k'ilu nosna l'moshe misini. As if it was exactly what Moshe heard on Sinai, that's how much we have to trust the rabbis. Lo sasser. That's in fact what we mean. And the Medrash Shmuel goes so far as to say that if we even doubt one thing of the rabbis, em lo yamin af b'davar echad, lo, then sofo shi'aset tzeduki ki avera ogor severa. That could actually lead to heresy. The entire Judaism is based on a rabbinic tradition, and if you just pull out even one brick in the wall, the whole thing could come tumbling down. This requires a full buy-in. The entire beautiful and magnificent structure rests on that foundation, and if we pull out even one brick from the foundation, the whole thing would possibly fall apart. As extreme as this perhaps may sound, it's actually something similar is mentioned by the Rambam in, of all places, Tumas Tzara'as in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud. The Rambam here is speaking about something unrelated, about how it's bad to be a late, it's bad to just waste your time idly speaking Lashon Hara or other purposeless things, because one thing leads to another, and if you end up having a purposeless, valueless life, just hanging out, doing nothing, eventually you will come, inevitably, says the Rambam, to l'saper bignus ha-tzadikim. Eventually, when people don't have real purpose and direction and values in their life, one way or another, it eventually leads to denigrating the chachamim, denigrating the tzadikim, from that to the prophets, and eventually, says the Rambam, umitoch kach, and from that, inevitably, kach bayin lidei, bayin, excuse me, l'daber be'elokim, the kofrim be'ikar. Eventually, it will lead to heresy. So there is a very slippery slope. The Rambam here mentions, the Medrash Shmuel mentions, goes back to the Medrash on Lo Sasur, that we must believe in the rabbinic system, the rabbinic process, and that is very significant. We can't question anything, really, that come from Chazal in that regard. Zeth Emuna. Okay, but why is this in Perek Kinyan Torah? Why is this the 23rd attribute? What does this have to do with getting Torah? So the Medrash Shmuel explains that it's not necessarily a rational point, but rather he says, "Im lo yamin af b'davar echad, lo yisgalu lo rozei haTorah." If a person doesn't believe even in that one thing, then, as it were, Hashem will not reveal to him the secrets. And again, one could explain this concept in a somewhat rational way, but I don't think that's what the Medrash Shmuel is getting at. It seems to me that he's speaking more spiritually or metaphysically, and that is an idea that we need divine assistance in learning. We need Siyata Deshmaya. And therefore, if we want to have a success in learning, a Kinyan Torah, we don't just have to work hard and study hard and put in a lot of time learning, but we also need Hashem's blessing, Hashem's help. And Hashem simply won't give it to us. We won't get the necessary Siyata Deshmaya. Hashem will withhold that divine grace if he sees us lacking in our trust in Chazal, because then Hashem, as it were, knows that maybe not now, but there's a good chance, if not inevitably, that one day we'll crash and burn. And Hashem will not give us the grace, the divine grace, the Siyata Deshmaya that's needed. And therefore, thinking in a more positive sense, that Bryce is telling us if we want to truly acquire Torah, we need to have trust in the system, trust in the Rabbanim, so Hashem will then bless our efforts with the Siyata Deshmaya that we want. A different, but certainly a similar idea, is mentioned by the Maharal here in Perek Avos, in his commentary, the Derech HaChaim, in which he says that if one believes, emuna, believes in the Chachamim, then Memela, necessarily, one will cleave to them, will be dovek to them. Kasher ma'amin b'devei chachamim, az yesh lo dovekos b'chachamim, kasher ma'amin b'em. If we really believe and trust them, we will cleave to them. Well, if that's the definition and the goal of emunas chachamim, why does that specifically help us with learning? Here also, the way I understand the Maharal, he explains this in a somewhat spiritual or metaphysical sense. Because if one has that dveikus, that cleaving to chachamim, ro'i shiyikna chachmas chachamim via michlal hachachamim, that makes you worthy of getting the chachma of the chachamim, of becoming a chacham, a tamar chacham, a scholar in your own right. What does that mean to be ro'i shiyikna? So again, I interpret this Maral similar to the idea that we saw from the Medrash Shmuel, and we mentioned as well from the Rambam, and that is that there is a certain interplay between not only rational, intellectual ability and effort, but rather spiritual worthiness of getting the Torah. And one of the critical things that makes a person worthy, ro'i, to use the Maharal's term here, in the spiritual sense, not just in the more rational, intellectual sense, but spiritually, is that a person cleaves to Chachamim. Interestingly, and I think very related to this, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tuf Lamed Daled, on the Mitzvah of Uladav Kabo, the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, the Mitzvah from the Torah to cleave to Hashem, so the Sefer HaChinuch says that cleaving to Hashem also means to the rabbis, to the Chachamim. Nitztavu lihischaber ol hisdabek im Chachmah HaTorah. We have also a mitzvah included in the mitzvah of Dveikus and Hashem is to be davek to Chachamim. Kidei shenilmod mehem mitzvoseha hanechbados v'yoreinu hadeos hamitios ba. So this formulation perhaps is slightly more rational, that if one is cleaving to the Chachamim, you will learn the halachos and learn Torah because they will teach it to you and you'll be close to them. But, and I think that's certainly true to that, a point which I'll get back to in a moment. But I mentioned the Chinuch in this context because he also talks about Dveikus in Chachamim, the way the Maharal does. But I think the Maharal in particular, though, I think is speaking in somewhat more spiritual or metaphysical sense. So far we have seen the idea of the Medrash Shmuel that we're talking about, belief in Hashem through tradition, as opposed to through our own intellectual or rational analysis. But then we saw that other Mefarshim interpret this as a method of becoming a Talmud Chacham, not about believing in Hashem, but how to acquire Torah, Kinyan Torah. And both the Medrash Shmuel and his first interpretation and the Maharal seem to be saying, as I understand them, that there is a certain spiritual, metaphysical benefit to believing in, cleaving to, being davik to the Chachamim, because that makes us the kind of person who will be ro'i to get the Siyata Deshmaya, the gift from God, the divine grace that we all need in order to benefit from, in order to be able to become Tamidei Chachamim. There is also an idea of emuna in the sense of trust, but not in that spiritual metaphysical sense that we've been saying, that if you have buy-in, you trust in the Chachamim, then Hashem will deem you worthy to gift you Torah. That's what we've seen until now. But there also is, I think, a more rational idea as well. We said the Chinuch was also rational a minute ago, that if you're close to cleaving the Chachamim, they will teach you. But I think it's deeper than that. And this is for our final interpretation. This is hinted at in the Chassid Yaivitz, in his commentary here in Perkei Avos. He says, if you trust, if you believe in the Chachamim, va'al, as a result, al yimaher b'da'ato litfos aleihem, then you won't be so quick just to reject what they say. Ella yitla hachisaron b'sichle, v'yachsho da'ato lo das Chachamim, v'divreim hane'amarim b'emes. What he's saying is that if you believe in the Chachamim, you give them credit, then if you don't understand something, you won't be so quick to just reject what they say, but rather you'll think, you know what, they're saying something, they're smart too, therefore I need to work on their what they've said. In other words, all learning starts with the assumption that Chachamim knew what they were doing. They're not fools, to put it mildly. Therefore, if we don't understand, we need to reconsider our assumptions and to think more and to think harder. The Sridei Eish actually mentions this in a Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, and he gets to the same point and he elaborates on the same idea, which I think he doesn't quote the Yaivitz. I'm not sure if he was aware of the Yaivitz's manuscript or not, the way we have it, but he doesn't quote it regardless. But he makes a similar point, and it emerges from what he considers to be ostensibly a contradiction. On the one hand, we have our attribute, our kinyan of emunas chachamim. On the other hand, earlier we learned about one of the attributes being pilpul chaverim, the give and take, the question and answer, the shaklavatarya that characterizes the harusa, or people in the same shir or in the same base medrash arguing back and forth. And says the Suresh, at first glance they seem to contradict each other. Pilpul chaverim implies questioning and analyzing, and amunas chachamim implies just believe whatever the rabbi said. So how do we resolve this apparent contradiction? So says the Sefer HaChinuch, in fact, they're both true. On the one hand, as we just saw from the Yavetz, if we don't believe in the Chachamim, then we will quickly reject them and reject their words, as he calls it, the bihirut shel shtus, quickly and foolishly, because we'll just say, well, heim lo hivinu, they're the ones who didn't understand. And we won't instead be ma'amik la'amid divrehem, we won't really work hard to understand what they said. However, if we have emuna, then instead of quickly rejecting the chachamim, we don't understand them, we will work hard to understand what they think, and that is midarchi hachachma, to start with the assumption, prima facie, the chachamim were smarter than us. They were brilliant, they knew what they were talking about, and therefore if we don't understand something, work hard, work harder, work even harder, in order to understand that. And that's the way we can get chachma. However, he continues, lahamin stam, to just blindly believe what the Chachamim say, blindly trust, without putting in any effort to understand them, that's also a mistake. Lomar stam heim yadu v'yicholim anachnu l'smoch aleim b'lo machshava, to just say, they knew what they were talking about, I don't have to think about it, I don't have to question, I don't have to analyze, I don't have to understand, says the Sri Yesh, no less. Gam kein lo nachon. That is also not the right way to have blind faith. Elatzarach lefalpel bestira ubisfekos. We have to be deep in analyzing back and forth questions and analyzing any apparent contradiction or even just doubt that we have. And here he says something amazing. We have to do all this pilpul ki ilu hayu anoshim mi shelanu. In that moment, intellectually, we have to question and analyze the words of the Chachamim as if they were our equals. Ki'ilu hayu anashim mishalanu. Because by doing so, then we will ba'im l'ha'amaka yiseira. Then we will get to true depth in true iyun. But of course, if we only look at them as people on our level, we wouldn't revere them enough and we would reject them too quickly. So therefore, as a result, says the Sri Yesh, Nimsa sheshtei hamidos yachad. We in fact need them both in a somewhat dialectical fashion. Emunas chachamim on the one hand, but at the same time, pilpul ad katzeha acharon. We have to question and analyze to the very end, and it's only when we have them together, mevim lidei kinyan Torah. That combination is how we get to truly becoming tamid chachamim and having a kinyan Torah. In this very beautiful and somewhat more elaborate way, based on his apparent contradiction with Pilpul Chaverim, I think the Sri Yesh basically develops in a deeper and more beautiful way what was already being said more succinctly by the Chassid Yavetz. I will just conclude with a truly beautiful idea from Reb Chaim Volozhiner that I saw mentioned by Rav Yossi Rimon in a short piece here on Emunas Chachamim and Perek Kinyan Torah. Rav Rimon quotes that the Ruach Chaim here in the beginning of Perek Yavos, not in our Perek, but in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, where we learn that you have to have, among the things you're supposed to do towards the rabbis for Chachamim, have a misabek b'afar ragleihim. So of course we know that that simply means we should be rolling around, if you will, and cleaving to the dirt of the rabbi's feet. So there's what to talk about in the context of that Mishnah, but for our purposes, many things to say about that Mishnah, but Ruach Chaim Volozhiner explains so beautifully with a similar dialectic. He understands misaveik actually refers to the obligation not to cleave or to be humble towards them, but the word misaveik itself refers to the obligation that we have to question and to debate. Misaveik miloshon ma'avak. There has to be a battle with the Chachamim. We have to be misaveik, battle with them. But it always must be done with humility. Ba'afar raglehem. Even though we're misabik, but it's always ba'afar raglehem, realizing that we are but the dirt of their feet. So a tremendous dialectic. Misabik, question, debate, but ba'afar raglehem. with humility. And this, very succinctly and with a slightly different angle and coming from a slightly different place, is, I believe, exactly the message of the Sri Yesh, which I do believe, going back to our Perek, Kinyan Torah, is really what the Chassid Yaivitz mentioned. So again, to very briefly summarize, we mentioned that the Medrash Shmuel has one interpretation very different than all the rest. This has to do with belief in Hashem. The best way to do that is based on Masorah, not based on rational thought or analysis. An interesting, perhaps even controversial, and certainly debatable point, but not our topic per se, but that's one interpretation. But alternatively, the majority of you say, no, it's not about belief in Hashem, it's about belief or trust in Chazal. But here we had, again, slightly different interpretations. Some say it was belief, or perhaps cleaving, dveikus in Chazal, had that helped get us towards Torah. So we saw that the first group, perhaps the Tiferes Yisrael, Medrash Shmuel, they seem to explain the Maharal, that it has to do with being the type of person who is worthy of Hashem gifting us Torah knowledge. So it's not necessarily a rational or intellectual attribute as much as it perfects us spiritually. The whole system is built on our trust in the rabbis. Hashem won't give us the Torah we need. Hashem won't bless us with divine grace, Yad HaShemaya, unless we're the type of person Hashem feels he can trust, because we trust, we believe in Chazal. And then lastly, we saw this idea, which is a little bit more rational, I guess you could say, which is that Emuna Chachamim is the basis of all learning, because if we didn't start out with an incredibly high level of respect for the Chachamim, we would never be motivated whatsoever to truly break our heads, as it were, in understanding their words and plumbing the depths of Gemara and Halacha and Tanakh, any of the different Sfarim that we have. It all starts with giving the highest level of respect to the text and the authors of the text, which then enables us to put in the effort, because we wouldn't be motivated otherwise. And we developed this idea not only by the Chafed Yaivitz, but also the Sri Yesh, who called our attention to the fact that without this understanding, there would seem to be a contradiction to Pilpul Chaverim, but instead we need both dialectically at the same time, trust, but question, if you will. And then finally we mentioned from Chaim Volozhiner, again, I think a similar idea, but not commenting on our Braisa, our Mishnah, but rather Mishnah in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, about Misabek Ofer Raglehem, that Ma'avak, debate, but always from the perspective of Ofer Raglehem, with humility, or as we're saying in our Perek, Emuna, in the words of the Chachamim.